Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Okay, Josh, let's do it. Give me the odd news.
The odd news begins with an update to a story we brought you. I believe this would be the week before last. I knew this update was coming. I just didn't think it would take this long. The Pittsburgh Penguins have found those Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. They were stolen earlier this month. They have been returned, and the team is now preparing to hand them out to their rightful new owners. The organization released a statement yesterday saying a special cargo recovery team was able to negotiate the return of the bobbles.
What are they, stolen by pirates?
And secure them at a warehouse.
I am the captain now.
In Ontario, California. Negotiate the return. Did they pay a ransom?
It seems like it.
Sure sounds like it.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. The mini Jagrs then made their way to the Steel City and are slated to eventually arrive at
PPG
Paints Arena at some point in the next week.
What an arena.
The bobbleheads were supposed to go to fans in attendance for the March 14th game against the San Jose Sharks. The team said the Jagr bobbleheads will be made available to those with tickets to the original game starting April 6th, and it will host a drive-through pickup period at the arena as well.
You know what's funny? I did think about that. When I was in the building, I was like, "Oh yeah, I remember that bobblehead story. I wonder if they found them, if they're packed away in here somewhere."
Not yet.
So interesting. I'm certain that more details will pop out about that, considering the random magnitude of that story.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody was all over that thing.
I'm gonna need
Maybe
to know
people
what
are gonna
you
ask
paid.
Some questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? Why do we have to negotiate for our own bobbleheads?
Who had them? Why did they have them?
That's right.
Okay.
I do keep seeing clips on TikTok of Captain Phillips, though.
Gonna have to watch that.
That movie is awesome.
It's a great movie.
I've watched it probably within the last year, so it's probably not time to watch it again, but every time I see a clip, I watch it. It's a great movie. Tom Hanks.
It is. I think I know the answer to this question. But I am going to produce a show on the fly here.
Okay.
Which story do you want for the number two story?
Okay.
I have the number three story, so it is either going to be on the odd news segment or not be on at all.
All right.
A Maine baseball team officially breaks Whoopie Pie world record, or the Pat McAfee makes a racist joke about Keisei Tominaga?
Pat McAfee, because I don't know what Whoopie Pie is.
Okay.
What is that?
It's a snack cake, little whipped cream frosting.
Yeah,
in the middle.
Give me a racist Pat McAfee.
Okay.
I haven't heard this.
The Pat McAfee show has, I'm just reading an article here.
This is what Pat McAfee said.
Has managed to largely steer clear of controversy since the Aaron Rodgers appearances have ended.
Oh, yeah, he's very free of controversy.
That changed yesterday as producer personality Boston Connor... invoked a Japanese stereotype to make a joke about Keisei Tominaga.
Is that the guy with the mullet? I'm looking at him right now.
They all have mullets.
No, I think it's just the guy on the left with the mullet. The guy on the far left there. Is that him? He's not wearing any identifiable Boston stuff, but... Or is it the guy with the cowboy hat?
It's that guy.
Okay.
Cowboy hat.
Right. Yeah, I think it's cowboy hat guy. Sorry to the Pat McAfee stanza for
hold
wrong.
Hold on. Let me make sure.
Okay. Yeah, we want to get this right. wouldn't
want Nope, it's a mullet. It's a mullet guy.
Oh, okay. You were right.
A mullet guy.
Okay. Well, he does a report from the rumor mill, and
oh boy,
it looked like an actual steel mill with the use of green screen. During the segment, Boston Connor, whose real name is Connor Campbell, addressed the fallout from the Cornhusker season-ending loss to Texas A&M. Again, this is a quote from a different show. Quote, rumor has it that our favorite player, Keisei Tominaga, is no longer with us. And I'm not saying he's no longer with us because the Cornhuskers lost by 50. He actually performed seppuku on himself. Now, if you're not familiar with seppuku, that is an ancient Japanese form of ritual suicide.
Oh, no.
Campbell said Keisei stabbed himself through the chest and the heart because he felt as though he had brought dishonor to his family. And then Pat McAfee chimed in, we'll go ahead and confirm it. He is not dead.
Yeah.
Which Boston Connor replied, well, how do you know?
Oh, no. He doubled down?
He doubled down. Many people have many thoughts on many sides.
The bit continued on from there, adding additional fake details, such as that Tominaga was given the sword he stabbed himself with by his father, and that the sword was made in image of his father. Yikes.
So they tripled down at one point.
Yikes. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
You can't really do that. That's not good.
Yeah, I don't love it.
No, not at all.
Don't love it.
Wonder what ESPN thinks. I didn't realize this was a thing. How did Husker Nation not tell me about this yet?
I don't know.
I probably didn't realize it because I'm blocked by Pat McAfee.
That's right. That's why I constantly update you on the goings-on of the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah. And it's on in our... I don't see any apologies.
I think he needs some better friends.
I don't see anybody reading off of a sheet of paper. Here's the thing about... I mean, there's lots of things about that show. But notably a few. Number one, what's AJ Hawk doing, obviously?
Not talking.
Number two, there's 9 people on that. There has to be at least 9 people. They got a desk full of people, and then there's like a second-tier desk mm-hmm. full of more people.
That's the Dan Patrick effect.
But they all get to talk.
Yeah.
They all talk. But really, they all just sit there because Pat McAfee's saying something the majority of the show. Or they're, you know, doing something stupid. Odd deal. Odd deal. But yeah, you're going to want to not do that, Boston Connor. Don't do that.
Yeah, probably in poor taste, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, we go to the game shows. I promised you a game show story. Former Price is Right producer Mike Richards, who, by the way, just on a side, is also the former Jeopardy executive producer who named himself host for one show and was then fired because you can't do that, has revealed what the Price is Right does if contestants get a little too excited after winning that brand new car.
Oh.
Richards, who is, he must be hawking a book or something because he's talking to all these news outlets. He worked on the series during the changeover from Bob Barker to Drew Carey. He told People magazine that production has a protocol in place.
Protocol?
Should the contestant pee their pants? You know, they got to be prepared for everything. Like, every possible thing that's about to happen on that stage.
That's not Big Ten protocol.
When I got there, they had a system in place in case someone peed their pants, he recalled. I never saw it happen. But there were curtains, a blow dryer, and a pair of sweats, just in case, since we have to get on with the show. And although this protocol may sound silly, it's certainly better to be safe than sorry, given that accidents can happen during filming. Like last July, a man named Henry dislocated his shoulder after winning a game of bunkers.
They do get...
I'm not familiar with the game of bunkers.
Abnormally excited on that show. I mean, it's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how they find that many crazy people to fill up one studio. It's pretty amazing.
Well, it's a crazy that gets activated once you're in that setting, right? Because That person's not. Oh, cake day! Cake day at the office. All right, cake day.
Isn't it the crazier? Like, do they pick people live from the crowd?
I have heard that yes, there are producers intermingled in the crowd that are like, okay, that person's really excited to be here. They'll be good.
They need to be good on TV. Yeah, yeah. Well, what if I went in there to a taping of The Price is Right, mm-hmm. and I zagged, and I was the most normal person there? Do you think I'd get on TV?
I don't.
Do you?
I think at this point,
I think it'd be funny if I was the calmest guy ever on Price is Right.
I think it would be a great bit.
That's what I'm doing.
I just don't think they'd buy in. They know their bit. They like their bit. They've done their bit for 60 plus years now, right?
Change it up. No more Bob Barker. It's time to move on.
Drew Carey, we got to talk about this guy. He doesn't look right. I know he's been through some things, and I'm not making fun of that.
Yeah.
The hair, the body, but
we all got our one taste of the year of Drew Carey on Thursday.
That's right.
Right before the game started.
Oh, good. He's still on. He's still doing it. Okay, nice. He's still slugging away.
That's nice.
Good for him.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That is the odd news. We'll come back the noon hour to follow on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. As we mentioned, we're heading into the second weekend here, and you could say goodbye to your busted brackets because my friends from FanDuel, they let you bet on every game of the tournament. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. New customers right now get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So listen to my friend AB, who just came on the show, and he said, maybe like the under, so maybe like the Jays and the points, plus 2.5 for the late game on Friday night. There's that. So many options for you. Just make sure your first $5 bet wins, and then you're locked in for $200 in bonus bets. All you have to do, sign up right now, FanDuel.com/Happer, and you, along with me, can bet on college hoops all the way until they cut down the nets. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.